All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham, and the Utes are home hosting Michigan on Thursday night to kick off the season. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Adam Biggers, todayu.com.
Hi, Coach Whittingham. Thanks for your time. I spoke with the Michigan special teams coordinator, John Baxter, a couple of days ago, and he mentioned the personal connections that he has. He mentioned that you were at his wedding, that his father-in-law had coached at Utah, Ron McBride, and was quite proud of what you guys have been able to do as a program. I was just curious about your thoughts squaring off against him Thursday out there and just your feeling. You know, you're friendly, of course, but there's a certainly layer to this as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, he's a heck of a coach and has done a great job with special teams for many, many years. And we faced each other several times. You know, he was at Fresno State two or three times there, and then when he was at USC. And so won't be the first time that we've been on opposite sidelines. And like I said, he's done a great job with the special teams wherever he's been. He's one of the foremost authorities in the country on special teams. He's been doing a lot of years, and a lot of our stuff that we use here, you know, we've got from him. And so I got a lot of respect for him. Consider him a good friend. And you know, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to do a fantastic job in everywhere else he's been.
If I may follow up with one real quick, he did mention, you know, the excellence of your special teams with Phillips and Hackett, your guys' efficiency. You feel like special teams is going to maybe your ace up your sleeve, maybe an advantage that you guys have?
Well, we hope so. We got two returning first-team All Pac-12 specialists in Hackett and Phillips, and you know, although nobody cares this year what they did last year, you got to prove yourself again. But they certainly were a weapon for us last year, along with Kalen Clay, our outstanding returner. And so that'll probably be the biggest factor for us is if we can come up with that returner again, like we've been able to do the past several years, that is a real weapon. We feel like, you know, as you mentioned, Hackett and Phillips will do their part, but the return game, we're starting over there, and so we'll see how that unfolds. And I think that may be the real key to our success or lack thereof this season is how that return game goes on special teams.
Thank you.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Matthew Piper, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Coach, just following up on Baxter, how close a look did you take at John for that opening that you had this offseason?
Oh, a long look. And he's a guy that, you know, would be desirable, I think, on just about anybody's staff. You know, he's got a lot of expertise and a lot of experience, and not only the special teams aspect, but he's got a great background with some of the things he's done academically with the academic game plan that he has put together and marketed. And you know, he's just a heck of a football coach. And not to take away from his ability to coach offensive football as well. I mean, you don't want to just pigeonhole him as a special teams guy. That's been his main function. But he is also an exceptional offensive coach in addition. And so, yeah, I think he'd be wanted by just about every staff in the country.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
We'll follow up.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Bigger, todayu.com.
Coach Whittingham, there's been a lot of news out here with Jim's preparation as far as the depth chart, a lot of oars at the quarterback. I mean, that seems pretty standard. I guess just your take on that. I mean, it seems like you guys are pretty nailed down, I guess, as far as quarterbacks. Just your take on the way that he's approaching it, the secrecy, and kind of your thoughts on that.
Well, everybody's got their different methods and MO of you know, how they handle those type of things, and you know, we don't see it as a, you know, anything out of the ordinary, really. I mean, you know, he's got decisions he's got to make and finding out about his football team, and maybe he doesn't know which of those guys are going to start. Who knows? You know, that's not for us to worry about. What we're concerned is we got to cover all our bases about all the possibilities, and you know, we've done our homework as best we can, and it's been a little bit challenging. You know, with the film study, we've watched film six or seven different places. You know, Jacksonville Jaguars and 49ers and Stanford and USC and Michigan from last year, and we tried to piece it together as best we can, and we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on what we think we're going to see, but you never know. Any opener is a best guess scenario, and in particular this one where you've got a whole new coaching staff. So I think he's probably going about it the right way from his perspective and his standpoint as far as not tipping his hand. And, you know, we feel that, we're operating the way that we should. You know, Travis is our guy. He's our starting quarterback, and we really saw no reason to keep that, in-house. But, again, everybody operates in the way they do, and he just feels that's best for them.
And your next question comes from the line of Brian Fisher, Bleacher Report.
Hey, Kyle. A lot of the focus this week has obviously been on Michigan and Jim's return. Have you used that a little bit as motivation for your guys in terms of being maybe overlooked a little bit?
Our guys, they're smart guys. I haven't personally, to answer your question, no. But our guys know what's out there and understand that what's going on. But if you can't get yourself ready for a season opener, particularly one against a team with the tradition and the history that Michigan has and national TV, I mean, you shouldn't really need much to motivate a football team to get ready for a game like this. And so we've just been going, as coaches, going through our normal paces and our normal preparation process, getting the guys ready. And we do have a pretty experienced team coming back. We got 17 returning starters, and if there's ever a time you want to play a high-profile opener like this one, I think you want to have a bunch of guys that have played a lot of football for you, and that's what we have this year, fortunately.
Thanks.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Cal Kingston, Athlon.
Good morning, Coach. Johnny Paul being healthy now and having some time to kind of acclimate to the system, what are you seeing from him? What are you anticipating from Johnny this season?
Well, he's a playmaker, and he proved that last year before he went down with the injury. He's a guy that has a knack for being around the ball. He's instinctive. He's tough. He's a very active linebacker, and we're fortunate that he's healthy and ready to go. We had three senior linebackers that we feel really good about, Gianni, Jared Norris, and Jason Whittingham. All three of those guys have played a lot of football for us, and we think that we have one of the strongest linebacking cores in the nation. I mean, those guys are all top-notch players, and we'll see what happens throughout the course of the season, but we feel like we've got a real strong suit at that position.
And with him kind of taking over a captain's role, what was he able to do to fill that void, to kind of step up and be a leader for the defense?
Well, he's been a guy that has been looked up to ever since he got on campus. He had to sit out the first year when he got here due to transfer regulations, but he was immediately very well received by the players, and I think they really appreciate the way he approaches the game, his enthusiasm. Just the passion that he brings to the table, and it's infectious. It rubs off on the other players, and they obviously, he has their respect, because the captainship is voted on by the peers, and so the team is the one that elected him captain, and so that speaks to what they think about him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Bigger, todayu.com.
Coach, I promise this is my last one. I was going back to last season when you guys came to Ann Arbor with Travis starting, and then when he was kind of, that hard hit by Joel Bolden. Have you talked to Travis at all? Is he, how excited is he, to get another shot? I mean, you guys handled Michigan without him. But I'm just curious to know of the discussions between you two and if he's particularly amped up, to get another shot at Michigan.
Well, what Travis went through last year and being on the verge of being finished, with his career in the off season. I don't know if you remember, he had the injury that was threatening to be career ending, and when that proved to be, he was being able to get a second chance. I think he's really embraced football even to a higher level of passion that he had before, and he was a passionate guy before, but to get that second opportunity when you know that it could have been the end, he's really made the most of that. And I don't think that you single out any one particular game or anything. He's just thrilled to be playing football and having the opportunity to continue his career.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Last chance for Coach. Any questions for Coach? Anything else? All right, that'll do it. Kyle, thanks for your time. Good luck Thursday night.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. We'll see you.